A joint effort between the BCSPCA and RCMP helped the society seize 9 dogs and 2 cats who were left tied up with minimal food and dirty water last month. In mid-September, the BCSPCA said they received a report from the police regarding an individual in possession of animals possibly in distress who was squatting on Crown land in the Kootenays. An investigation was opened, discovering the individual was believed to have been charged with animal cruelty numerous times in the past. It was later confirmed that they have been banned for life from owning animals in other provinces. The SPCA worked to determine how many animals were involved and the extent of their living conditions. From there, BCSPCA animal protection officers attended the camp with the assistance of RCMP officers. The SPCA said all the animals on site, including 9 dogs and 2 cats, were living near piles of rotting flesh from deer and elk and did not have access to adequate shelter. Each animal was tied to a nearby tree with limited food and only dirty water available to them. Many of the tethers were tangled together. It is truly infuriating to see the complete disregard for animal welfare from this individual, Eileen Drever, Senior Officer of Protection and Stakeholder Relations for the BCSPCA said in the news release. If someone is truly struggling to care for their pets, we have supports and programs in place that can benefit both the animal and the guardian. But this situation is very different. This is willfully choosing, again and again, to let animals suffer without any care at all for their well-being. After the dogs and cats were removed from the property, they were immediately taken to a veterinarian. Many of the animals were said to exhibiting health concerns related to the poor conditions they were living in, including ear and urinary tract infections, signs of other infections, matted coats and fur laden with tree sap. The animals were also under-socialized and fearful. Our resources are already stretched very thin right now with a remarkable number of animals looking for families to love and provide for them, Drever said. It really puts a strain on the society when we are also dealing with repeat offenders like this who are consistently putting animals at risk. We will be recommending charges against this individual. To help the news rescues and other animals in need, visit the SPCA's website.